Dun-dun-dun-dun! I have published a new book. It's called The View from the Deck, Thoughts on Values, Vision, and Gratitude. If you like morning motivation, you're going to love this book. You can find it on Kindle and in paperback form on Amazon, and the audiobook is coming soon. So check out The View from the Deck, Thoughts on Values, Vision, and Gratitude on Amazon now. If everyone loved themselves and believed in themselves, the world would be a very different place. So many of the worst things we see are examples and results of people who do not have love for themselves and do not have faith in themselves. In that lack of love for themselves, they are unable to show love for others. In that lack of faith in themselves, they live in a place of fear and scarcity and desperation, and so they take from others and hurt others. And this is why we have a concept of God. Because we can love God and have faith in God before we learn how to love ourselves and have faith in ourselves. You see, if you love God, you can use that as the model for how you love other people before you learn to love yourself. And then you can use that as the model to love the person most important in your life, you. And likewise, God can be a surrogate for faith in yourself. If there are things that you want to do, should do, are meant to do, you may not do them because you don't have faith in yourself to do them. But if you have faith in God to help you to do them, it doesn't matter if you have faith in yourself or not. You can use God as a surrogate to carry the faith. And ultimately, one day, hopefully sooner rather than later, and possibly while you're listening to this today, you will realize that you are a creation of God in the image of God, so you can love God, so you should love yourself. And have faith in God and have faith in yourself. God gave you the abilities and the talents and the tools and the commission to use all of those to do what you are meant to do. And God created you in His image, her image, their image, to be a vessel of God's wisdom here on earth to do great things. And once you embrace that, things like imposter syndrome and self-loathing and self-judgment fade away because you realize you were built to do what you're doing. This doesn't mean you don't have responsibility. This doesn't mean, say, I'm going to go drink all weekend and pass out every day because, God made me to be this way. Because you know He didn't. You know you weren't made to be that way. You were made for something greater. If you quiet the voices, quiet your own judgment, you'll hear what that is that you're meant to do. But the purpose of God in our lives is to be the surrogate for ourselves, to hold the love and the faith until we can take it to ourselves and then share it out to the universe. Do we exist for God or does God exist for us? It is a meaningless question. God is a reflection of us. We are a reflection of God. Mirrors upon mirrors. And you cannot look at one and hate it while loving the other. So I encourage you to love yourself and find the purpose you were built with and find the power and the greatness you were built with. And to realize that self-judgment is foolishness and vanity. I have published a new book called The View from the Deck, Thoughts on Values, Vision, and Gratitude. If you like morning motivation, you're going to love this book. It's a lot of the same concepts. The basic principle of the book is that I was coaching clients, and they were telling me about their dream life, and I was recognizing elements of their dream life in my everyday life. And it made me realize there's things in my life that people are dreaming of. And there's things in my life that the me of a few years ago would absolutely have given his right arm for, and chances are you've got the same. So I took these concepts about values and what makes us do what we do, vision, where we want to be, and gratitude, appreciating the awesome things we have, and put them together into one awesome book called The View from the Deck, Values, Vision, and Gratitude. You can find it on Amazon.com. Just search for Michael Whitehouse, The View from the Deck, and get your copy today.